Not everyone has a radio station in their backyard, but the hundreds of people in Magnuson Park are fortunate to have Space 101.1. Juliana Ross is the executive director of Space 101.1, the community radio station positioned in Magnuson Park. Juliana has put her heart and soul into starting this radio station because she believes that it will bring the community together.
Anyway, I just thought it was a great idea. There's 24 nonprofits in the park, and a lot of times we don't know what the other is doing. People don't know. So already on the radio, I've started broadcasting Magnuson Minutes, which is just kind of like park announcements. We'll announce for free anything that's free and open to the public. And we've been getting amazing feedback from that already. People are just so desperate and hungry for that information, and the park hasn't had a way to convey everything that's going on here. I mean, it's just an amazing place.
Magnuson Park is a former U.S. Naval Air Station that has been turned into Seattle's second largest park. It houses 24 nonprofits amongst its beautifully wooded 350 acres. Soon there will be almost 1,000 people living in the park. Space 101.1 has a mission to connect the people living in the park with the nonprofits through various programs. Dharma Daily has been working with Space 101.1 to create various media projects that community members can get involved in. She explains the different types of media projects that anyone can create.
Community media projects can do a lot of things, and they do different things in different places for different people. So it might be a celebration of local culture. It might be a linguistic minority is getting a way to communicate. It might fill a gap in news. It's also just really fun to make radio and make media with your friends and neighbors and hear your friends and neighbors on the radio. So that's really cool too.
There are so many different types of media projects that Dharma mentioned that one can get involved with at the radio station. There is a style of project for everyone, and that is why community radio is so unique. Next, Dharma shares what she is most looking forward to seeing on the station.
Giving a voice to sort of local musicians and local artists and bringing all the arts together on one station is going to be a really exciting thing as that unfolds.
The station is in a place where they are dedicated to reaching out to the community. Already, they have reached out to students to create stories for the station. They are in the process of recruiting others in the community to make programs as well. Next, we hear from a community member, Leslie. Every morning, Leslie walks her dog, Jasmine, through the park. She has also taken a special interest in Space 101.1 since they first moved into the park. Because Leslie has never been interviewed before, she has chosen to read her answers to my questions.
It's been great learning about the different programs the station is offering. I especially enjoy the Magnuson Minutes segment on the show. It's super helpful, and it's good to know what's going on in the park. And I've been really excited for this station, and who knows, maybe I'll have my own program someday.
Juliana, Dharma, and Leslie are committed to reaching out to the community around them. Their belief that community can do wonderful things when they work together is truly inspirational. Community is so important, and Space 101.1 is committed to building it. Reaching out to your community radio station can be life-changing. Not only will you meet amazing people, but you will cultivate new skills.
To get in touch with them, you can visit their Facebook page at Space 101.1 FM in order to sign up to volunteer.
This is Julie Grimm, reporting from Magnuson Park for University of Washington Bothell.